Lorna to the stack, please.
Yeah, Lorna.
It's one thing to, I find my experience has been that sometimes things get to the directors but never get from them to the LSBs. So I would suggest that any, you know, that that's included, that they subsequently not just to the directors but that whatever information that we're talking about also comes down to the different LSBs. Because without that, it's incomplete.
Well, some of that's possible and some of it's confidential. Go ahead, Adriana.
Well, I think that you were just talking about that.
Excuse me, I can't hear you, whoever's speaking.
Yeah, you need to talk louder, Adriana.
See, yeah, it's better now? I don't know. You hear me better?
Yeah.
Better now? Okay.
That's better.
What I'm saying is, a bunch of information is confidential. The information that the directors request not necessarily can go to the LSBs. Some of them can, but what is confidential cannot. My only problem with this is that the process, how we directors have the right of inspect, I mean, we can go and ask for an inspection, and we can see all the documents that we want. And I think, like an extension, we can ask that request by email. The only problem is how you limit or how you don't overwhelm. I heard no long ago in one of our meetings somebody requesting from the CFO that have a bunch of things to do, and is really in a few weeks trying to get all the audit, the filing for the for all the taxes and whatever. They were asking him a bunch of information. If the employees need to stop and start asking or start answering the directors, that will be a problem. I don't understand exactly where the limit will be in that motion that you said that was passed.
This is Margie again.
And then
hey, Margie.
Cam, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. You know, in this day of electronic communication, although our bylaws are written sort of based on the assumption that someone, either the director or his or her surrogate, will come to the office and collect stuff, actually it makes more sense, it seems to me, for the most part, to disseminate information electronically. It's, you know, it's just easier on everybody. I like the idea of, I tend to be very reactive, so I like the idea of making me stop and say, you know, or giving the ED an opportunity to stop and say, okay, this is what I have to do in the next 3 days. When is it reasonable for me to respond to this request? And then putting out a date. And the fact that they're talking about the governance committee, is it the governance committee? Am I right?
Yeah.
The governance committee reviewing. I've lost.
The coordinating committee.
The motions is for the coordinating committee to review
yeah.
it.
And the coordinating committee only meets once a month. So it doesn't seem to me like when this motion was written that it anticipated, you know, like a really quick turnaround. So I like this motion. I like this idea, and I would say that the ED should respond to the request for information within 5 days with a deadline of when that information will be provided. And it can either be provided, you know, immediately or within a reasonable amount of time, which I would say might be another 5 days. But for the most part, I think that that if there are numerous requests from one director, And it seems burdensome to the ED. That seems to me to be a perfect topic for a conversation at the coordinating committee. Or, you know, you could space it out. You could say that the executive director will accept one information request per director in a 2-week period or something. I don't know. I'm just making up these numbers. But I do think that in general it's a good idea because it does create a process which I have felt the lack of. Thank you.
Mona, to the stack, please.
That was Ilona?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, Kim.
Kim was on.
First of all, I don't know if this was actually a motion that was passed. We need to go back and see the minutes, number one. Number two, it may have been superseded. There may have been other adjustments to this afterwards. It's certainly nothing that anybody has done as long as I can remember. There are two ways to look at this. One is that it seems to put a process, a delay, into getting information. I mean, there are two sides of this equation. One is the EDs possibly sent a burden of being asked for unreasonable requests. And then the other is the ED's position of trying to withhold, releasing information. And I'm not sure that this motion addresses both of those. I mean, I think, I don't even know the intention of this. I think that there's certainly a feeling from some that information is being withheld from the directors and others, and I certainly think that pushing anything over to a third committee, the coordinating committee, whose job is not even to do this, would just further slow down any process. And as far as directors' inspections go, that's clear. I mean, it's clear in the bylaws, and it's clear in California code. So to then make a motion that it has to be adjudicated or managed by the coordinating committee is illegitimate because their director's inspection is a clear line of I'm requesting this information and I expect to get it. If there's an issue, yes, okay, I'll get it to you in 3 days or possibly 5 days. I don't see why there should be more time than that. Most everything is emailable. So I want to avoid procrastination or delay in being able to get information timely. And I don't know what else, unless you're trying to stop people from making directors' inspections, why this would even be necessary or helpful. Thank you.
Lawrence to the stack.
Ilona, Benito, and then Lawrence.
I have to agree with Kim because on the faces I'm looking at the proposal, it seems that it was somewhat cumbersome, and to add that other step in there in terms of the coordinated committee, it seems like a bridge too far. My understanding, and maybe I don't have a clear understanding of what the purpose of this is, I remember doing a discussion about whether or not, in terms of the one place where we can find out what motions were passed and things of that nature, having a place that where we could go and get when was this motion passed, what motions were passed, that if someone wanted to know that it was their motion passed or resolution about a particular issue. And I thought maybe that this was addressing that. The other point is in terms of, was it Adriana, I believe it was, that just spoke in terms about confidentiality. Of course, we would not expect that anything that was confidential and could not be shared outside of a committee or what have you to be shared. So the request would be in terms of it being disseminated again to the back to the boards. Was only pertaining to things that did not was not confidential for us. Thank you.
Benito.
Okay, number one, maybe George or you or someone else could clarify things for me. You know, I was aware that there is such a thing called a director's inspection, and I don't know exactly how that works. I was assuming, and here's what you get for assuming, that these information requests were something short of or in lieu of a director's inspection. But and that's just a question. Could you differentiate, you know, between one and the other? That's point one. Number two, I would like to ask Kim, how you would propose to, and this is just a question, you know, how you, if there's not, if the, if we're not going to have the coordinating committee or some other body, go through the information request, then how would you moderate or how would you govern, for lack of a better word, what might some might consider inordinate, you know, burdensome, abusive kind of request from one or from certain directors? Because I mean, there's two. I think we all know that there's two sides to it. Like Kim said, you know, you can have an ED withholding information, and I'm sure that we all have a lot of experience with that in the recent past. I'm not talking about this year either. But we can also have the directors harassing an ED as well. And so there has to be some kind of way how we can objectively, you know, look at the various requests and judge whether they are appropriate and, you know, things of that nature. And I think, I don't know, somebody mentioned a minute or two ago about requests to the CFO. I mean, like, well, yeah, I mean, like maybe, and that was just recent, maybe it was Lona, you know, that all those individual requests might make a whole lot of sense, but then there's the time factor, and if you're in the middle of the audit, well, then maybe I just can't get to it right now. And so those kind of things need to be taken into consideration as well. So I don't have a solution. I'm just asking Kim and whoever else, if the coordinating committee is not the proper you know, means to govern that process or moderate that process, then how would we do it?
Adriana, for the stack.
Okay. Adriana, you're after Lawrence. Lawrence, you're next.
No, I'm the last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, so am I, do I have the floor?
You, Lawrence, yes.
Oh, okay. So, you know, the way I interpret this, this proposal, is to provide notification to the ED that a director has an intention to, you know, one, seek information, and two, it could be that the ED's decision could be, well, why don't you come in, or send a surrogate to come in and do an inspection. So, to on one hand, it seems like what this provides is a vehicle for notification, and on the other hand, it also could trigger the need for a director's inspection. So I don't think they contradict each other. I mean, I would support it either way. So, you know, that's where I stand with that. But I really believe it's a vehicle for a notification that a director needs information, and then would probably need to do a director's inspection. And as a director, I feel comfortable with those two avenues, having an option, and then it being vetted through the coordinating committee as well. So it has checks and balances as well. So I'm tending to support this proposal. Thank you.
Adriana.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
I have the floor. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I believe that nothing is foolproof. Our experience is telling us that every motion or every good idea can be abused, misused. I think that what we are talking is something that makes sense. We never will prevent, if some individuals want to provoke chaos. I mean, that is not an option. I mean, it's not a way that we can do it. But I think that the important part is we know as directors that inspections, our right to inspection, have no limits. We can present ourselves physically where we want and ask for that information, and must be given to us. That is exactly what the bylaw says. Obviously, can be abused. I agree with sometimes what Margie said, that in this era, sometimes it's easy. For example, if I want information from California, I live in Texas, doesn't make sense that I need to take a plane and go back and forth to the national office in California to personally inspect something. Make more sense that I request that specific information, making very clear that is my right, like a direction to inspect. And I think that normally could be done that way. I think that sometimes when we start these discussions, we are showing the extremes where these things can be abused. And I think that that's not the problem. The problem is, it doesn't matter what law you put or what by law you change, always you need to have an option to enforce it. We know it. In this same committee, we have in the past meetings, and I think that is something common that all the stations have in common, the way that the LSB feels that they don't have the willingness sometimes from the general managers or from the managers to speak with them, and they feel that they are there and nobody pay attention to them. I mean, the bylaws are all there. The abuse is part of this because Pacifica, I believe at this point, is like the authorities are totally mixed. We are like fighting each other, and we abuse, all of us abuse all the laws or bring into the stream. I think that is the main problem that we are having. The bylaws are there, the motions are there. What we need to use is a little bit more of common sense. I'm trying to apply it in the middle way, not to abuse them. That's it.
Benito, a point of information.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, George, could you respond to my question earlier? And I think that Lawrence's point and Adriana's point just a minute ago just heightens my request.
In principle, a director's inspection can ask for anything. At least that's everything about the foundation is open to. However, and my feeling is that they're typically used when the director feels there's an adversarial relationship between them and the people in the national office, for instance. And so they're going in to sort of see for themselves. Now, this has got to require staff time anyway, because, you know, unless you want to go through the files and everything else yourself, usually it's a request that the staff has to fulfill. My sense of that, but there's lots of information which is just requests for information, which are not which are not something that people feel that they need to distrust the response, but they just want it. It's just stuff that they would like to know, my sense of this. Of that distinction is we would like to be able to handle that stuff without inspectors' inspections, where you know, routine requests for information would be handled in a routine way and wouldn't require somebody, you know, to fly to the Berkeley to search through the files and try to find some evidence of something or other. So in the past, it seems to me the way it's been. Most of the inspectors' inspections, director's inspections that I know of, had that kind of adversarial quality about them. And my sense about this is that particular is, and what I think needs to be done is that there should be, for routine requests, a body. It doesn't have to be the... So I'm going a little bit beyond your request.
No, this is very helpful. Your answer is very helpful.
So the routine requests, there should be a body which says, you really didn't, to the ED, you know, you really didn't respond in a timely fashion to this. You really ought to get on it. Or, you know, director, what you're asking for is really unreasonable. We know you can, you know, turn it into an director's inspection if you want, but we don't think it's reasonable to expect that kind of information in the kind of time you're asking for it. And so if we had a body like that, it seems to me it would go a long way to a sort of regularizing the flow of information and eliminating the kind of distrust and battering that goes on around, you didn't give me information, I did too, et cetera, et cetera.
This is Kim.
And Margie for the list.
Okay. Is anyone who hasn't spoken yet who'd like to speak? Okay. Kim and then Margie.
This seems like a policy looking for a problem. I don't understand what problem this is supposed to solve. You want information, you should get it. Period. I don't understand why this is a problem. And I don't see how this will be a solution. There is a historic lack of information from management on the local level, on the national level, forever. I mean, whether they're disorganized or they just don't want to give it up. There's a reason why people ask for information. Generally, there are a few exceptions, but you can't make policies for the exceptions. Generally, when people want information, it's because they don't have it. I don't know what this long list to the CFO was or is out there. I don't know. There are no specifics of what problem this is a solution to. However, when people want information, they should get it. And the director's inspections cannot be interfered with another committee. I mean, it can't. And all I see is this is an attempt to slow down the flow of information. Well, the ED doesn't want to give it over. Let's go ask the coordinating committee to look at this, to see if it's reasonable. Well, this faction dominates the coordinating committee. No, this is an unreasonable request. Well, I mean, that's too bad. I mean, that's not the proper way to handle a request for information that a small group of people decide it's information they shouldn't have. So I just think this is going to create more problems and slow down information and give excuses not to hand over information. Thanks.
Margie?
So I think there should be some time limits in this thing, and I'd be willing to work with anybody who wants to work with me to bring it back. I think the ED should have to respond within a timely fashion. The state law says that you get to have your what you need within a reasonable time. So that means, you know, you work it out. And I don't agree with Kim. I think it will create, I'm hoping that this kind of a process will create a certain level of civility that I have not experienced necessarily from everyone who has made information requests of me. So I'm just suggesting that this might be a good idea going forward, and I would like to tighten up the language a little bit and have us look at it the next time we meet. And if someone wants to work with me on that, I'd be delighted to have them.
I have a point of information.
I'd be delighted to work with you, Margie.
I have a point of information.
Yes?
So, say I make a director's inspection and say the coordinating committee just met yesterday and I make this director's inspection tomorrow and the ED decides that they just ignore my request or, may ignore or make some excuse or whatever. So then I have to wait another month until the coordinating committee meets to adjudicate whether my request is reasonable. I mean, that doesn't comply with the bylaws and it doesn't comply with state law. That's just out of the question as being a reasonable policy.
Well, let's work on it.
Once again, the particular motion that was on the floor was for discussion. Okay.
Can you answer my question? How
yes,
does that work out?
You can simply go to court and demand that we fulfill the bylaws. You don't have to wait for the coordinating committee. And it doesn't have to be the coordinating committee. It can be a group of other people who are elected for the purpose or selected for the purpose who can meet by email and respond within a day. I mean, there are lots of ways we can handle that.
Okay, another point of information.
Okay.
Why is it the ED or the CFO shouldn't hand over information within 5 days? Why is that a problem?
We don't even have any rule for that. We don't have any rule for when you make a request of the ED that you have any particular time when it comes back.
A reasonable time. I mean, other than a reasonable time, which I will accept as 5 days, and I think that every generally accepted business code would accept that as reasonable, why would that not be reasonable under any circumstances?
You know, lots of...
That point of information is over. responded as best I could. We're actually out of time, I believe. No, we have 2 more minutes.
Well, we could extend for
can
a few
I,
minutes.
Can I chime in?
Is there a motion to extend time?
I move we extend
can I chime in?
For 5 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that?
Hello? It's Andrea from KPFA. Andrea from KPFA.
Yes, you can. And let's see. I think I heard Benito first.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get to speak if this fails. Benito, can I let Andrea speak and then you can make the motion?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrea.
I don't have much to say. It's just that I feel like this is an effort to sort of add legislation to what is sort of a political problem. Like I just feel like it's just going to add another layer of bureaucracy and delay. I think it's a good idea to document requests for information. The California standard is 10 days for a Public Records Act request. That's when either a reason why you can't comply or some kind of either produce the information or explain why you can't. Right. 10 days is sort of the, if you're going that direction. But I guess I feel reluctant to add another layer of opportunity to violate some kind of proposal that has been passed. I think as a guideline, the idea to document requests and to bring those back to the board and to people can say, have to account for why they didn't comply with the request. I think that's a good idea. So that's my thought. Thank you.
Okay. Benito, we are out of time. Benito, did you want to move to extend time?
Yeah, well, actually, I would propose 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes.
William in New York.
I can't do it.
Okay.
5 minutes.
I can do 5. Lunch, 5 minutes I can do.
Is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Benito, did you want to speak, or does anybody else want to speak?
I did, but I can wait.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Well, this is Margie. I was going to say what, you know, when we're talking about reasonable amounts of time, I was going to say the California Public Records Act gives you 10 days to respond or tell why you can't respond. And I can certainly imagine times now that I've been hanging out in the national office, I can imagine times when 5 days wouldn't be reasonable, where we're involved in a particular deadline here that would mean that there wouldn't be anybody available to respond to their request. But I think that the ED has a responsibility to tell people that. And I think the ED has a responsibility to adhere to some minimal standards. And, as I said earlier, I'm hoping for, to create a situation where we have a sense of process and where civility is important in communications. That's all.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Well, Benito.
Yeah, Benito.
Well, I just think that I don't think the issue is trying to find a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. On the contrary, I think that this is a means of holding the ED accountable and creating a process to make that happen in certain timelines. So, if certain directors are concerned about, the ED, as a general rule, the ED should respond within X number of days. I don't know what number of days that should be, but, I would assume that you might be able to set, a certain time frame and then also lay out particulars for when, we might need more time, and then a process for that. But at least it creates a way to hold the ED to account. And I'll use the example of last year, where the PMB, meeting after meeting after meeting, asked the IED to produce this and produce that and a report on this and a report on that. We never saw not one report until the last few months, and then the only time we got them was like 2 minutes before the meeting was about to start. So when are you supposed to read it? And so
kind of like what happens now, we get the report.
And you don't have the floor. Benito is speaking. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that I'm suggesting that there is a problem. I'm not trying to get into particular EDs or anyone else, but I can fully imagine that this problem's going to occur again with whoever the next ED is. And so it ain't about, I use the example of last year, but this will happen time and time again. And it happens with the GMs as well. So this is just laying out a process. That's all basically I have to say. I don't know what the particulars should be, and I'm not trying to propose them.
Adriana.
This is Kim.
Oh, we are out of time. It's 9:35. Is there a motion to extend time?
I extend 5 minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Oh, yes. I have to go, guys.
I have to, too.
Okay. I'm going to call the roll. That requires two-thirds to extend time.
They didn't say they didn't want to extend time. They just said that they were leaving. I didn't hear any objections.
I don't want to extend time. I don't want you to have this conversation when I'm not here.
Okay. So I heard there was an objection to extending time, which in part consisted of leaving. Lona Lai. So a yes vote says extend time for 5 minutes. A no vote says no. Lona Elias? I guess she's left. Mal Bernstein?
She's
left.
Here.
Adriana Casanavi?
Yes.
Maria Elena is presumably not here. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yeah.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? William Hirwark. Somebody is not muted and we can hear you. William Hirwark? Guess he's not here. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Pat Logan? Pat? Tony Norman?
No.
Andrea Pritchett?
No.
I'm going to pass for the moment. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Serene Roberts? Serene?
Oh, she said earlier that she had to leave in a couple minutes.
Oh, that's right. Anishay Saba? She has mentioned that she couldn't be here. She's out of town. John Wanger? And Margie Wilkinson. Oh, so I'm going to
I'm voting no.
I'm sorry, Margie is voting no.
And then I'm leaving.
Okay. I'm going to abstain. The vote is 5 yes, 3 no. That's 8.
Motion failed.
Motion, yes. Yes, it would require six yes votes, and I would abstain. Okay, so the motion fails. We are out of time. Thank you all. Take care.
Well, before we leave, do we have agreement that the hello?
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Yeah, that the this secession issue be put on the top of the agenda.
We did. We're done. I'm sorry.
We already agreed on that, Fanny.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
George, I have a question. I'm not receiving anything from the governor's committee? I don't receive the agenda. I don't receive anything.
You should take it up with Otis. I'll tell you what the I'll send you an email. Send me back if you get it, so I can tell you what your email address is on what he thinks is the list.
Okay.
Is Kim. I'll say my comment. You know, exactly what Bernito said is the problem with this. He just said, well, we never got reports last year except for when we did, which was like a half an hour before the meeting. That's all we're getting this year, our reports half an hour before the meeting.
Okay, it's propaganda again, George. So, we are against the propaganda.
That's not propaganda. Those are facts.
But I said it was 2 minutes before the meeting.
Folks, I'm leaving.
You know,
good night, all.